I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? And a great good day, good evening, and good morning to you wherever you may be. This is Marlena, and this is Marlena, the person and the show. We've been having a wonderful day here in Seattle. We've had a glorious, beautiful, sunshiny day with the Easter Bunny having brought many delicious, fattening, good things. And the Easter Bunny also brought a win for my Seattle Mariners. Woohoo! Well, that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. Last week we did a show and it was kind of like that old gold stuff. You know, what is it that you used to have that you don't have anymore that you wish you still had? Or what is it that you have now that you kind of want to tell everybody about? Or what kind of thing did you have that you're really glad they don't make anymore and you wanted to break the mold right here on the Marlena Show? Well, we couldn't get all the calls in last week. We had to cut people off at the end of the hour. So we're going to do part two. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. And we'll take your calls and kind of continue on from last week. We also have a bit of a breaking news story. We have our very own reporting staff for the Marlena Show. It's a high-budget show, you know. People make big bucks doing reports for my show. Right. Anyway, we've got quite an interesting bit of news that we will break during the show about something that was discussed last week. And so if you want to know what that is, stay tuned. But in the meantime, the phone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. We're also in the chat room at www.ourplace.acbradio.org, and we're in the speakeasy room for our international listeners who can't use the toll-free number. So we will be turning to the chat room for questions and comments. Some of the things that were discussed last week while we're waiting for our first call to come in, some of the things that were discussed last week were what's going on with the Opticon and how some of us loved the Opticon, I being among them. Others said, oh, man, I tried the Opticon and I couldn't really get it. Then some folks asked, well, I heard they were coming out with a new Opticon. Where is that? What's going on with that? We also talked about the Taylor slate and the Cuberhythm slate, and we have a phone call. So let's bring the caller into the room. Hello, caller on this glorious day in Seattle. How are you?
Fine.
Well, good. And who am I speaking with?
This is Peter Russillo in Stuart, Florida.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Peter.
And what I'm calling about, this is about the machine that I have called the Sharp Talking Calculator Clock.
Oh.
The EL640.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they don't make that anymore.
Yes. The one that sounds something like...
It's 6:05 p.m.
That one. Yeah.
I'm thinking, what if this one that we have breaks? What are you gonna get that announces the time every 5 minutes and has an easy to use timer built into it?
Exactly. And you know, I wonder, have you ever contacted Sharp to let them know how valuable that is to you?
Yes, I have, and they've told me by email that they don't make that product anymore.
Huh. You know, this would be a great show for some of the manufacturers of technology to be listening to, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So they could hear exactly what we want.
Uh-huh.
Well, the good news is, Peter, I've had my EL640 for almost 10 years, and it's still working just fine.
That's good.
How long have you had yours?
I got one in 1983, and in 1994. 95 or 96. That one, you know, kind of conked out. And I got another one in 95. So that's the one I have now. It's still going strong.
Yeah, baby it. Any other good old stuff that comes to your mind?
Nothing to think of. I was just wanted to bring that up in case people had, you know, good memories about this, and just in case there may be somebody that comes on who knows about some other similar kind of thing. You know, what else will announce you, what else will announce the time every 5 minutes or have a timer that's very easy to use? You know, because some of these things are much cheaper and not as versatile.
Yeah, you know, there's a timer, and I don't know the name of it, although I own it, that I'm sure is sold by more than one vendor, but I got mine through Independent Living Aids, that has a countdown timer that I think you can tell it you want it to talk to you every 5 minutes, but I'm not sure. I'll have to play with it.
I'm thinking of the one that where the time is announced every 5 minutes, like on this talking calculator.
Ah, I see. Like, yeah.
So I've seen the websites and seen that little timer. I think I have an idea of the one. It's a little like $11 deal.
That's right.
Countdown and count up timer.
That's right. And I use mine for cooking. It has a magnet on it, and it clips right to the hood of my stove. So that's what I use mine for. But we'll see if anybody calls in with any other great ideas for what you might be able to do when your beloved, oh, don't you hate to think of them going away.
Yeah. I call them because I got the email from ACB Radio and thought I'd call in and, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did, and we're on every week at this time discussing one thing or another, so don't make this a rare call.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Peter.
And you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Now, Peter shows you how harmless it is to call 1-866-666-7926. So one of the things we talked about last week, of course, was the Opticon and what's going on with that. We talked a great deal last week about educational things like the Cuberhythm Slate, like Opticon, like various Brailers, the Lavender Brailer, the Hall Brailer, the Banks Pocket Writer came up. Who remembers that? But we didn't talk a lot about things in our home. What kinds of things you might use in your home that you wish were still being manufactured. And I, one of the things that comes to my mind, is, there was at one time a clock, not a talking clock, mind you, but a Braille clock made by General Electric, and it had an outlet on it and a timer, and the clock itself was electric. And you would plug in a radio, let's say, to the clock and set the alarm. And at the appointed time, the alarm would go off and it would turn on the appliance that you had plugged in to the GE clock. And so if you had a radio plugged in,
oh, yeah,
then it was like having a clock radio. And hello, you are with Marlena. Hello.
Hello, this is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
And I just talked to you, well, a few weeks ago, you were talking about things that have not been available for years.
Yes.
And it actually, I was on the first week that you were here, and I was talking about the Dr. Sharp Calculate and Number 8 and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And it was a very shoddy appliance, I must say, a math aid. But anyway, I wish I would have gotten one of those kitchen timers that Radio Shack had.
Now,
I suppose they're gone now.
Well, tell us about them. I'm not sure I know what they are.
Oh, the calculator and the number 8 again. It
no,
was
that,
like
the,
a 10 number. It was a wheel thing. It ran from 0 to 9, and it was a 10-row apparatus, and they were made out of plastic, and that was called the calculate. The number 8 above that was an abacus type thing. It ran in five rows, and of course you could, you know, push the, they were in, oh my goodness, they weren't beads, but they were round discs that you had your one, your one row, your five, your tens, your hundreds, and thousands, and that kind of thing.
And you could use it like an abacus.
Exactly, yep.
And what is this Radio Shack kitchen timer you're talking about?
I think you were just talking about that with a previous caller. You could, you know, hook it to the your refrigerator or your microwave.
Oh, well, actually, that is still available. I don't know that it's through Radio Shack, but I got mine. And this is not a plug. This is just a piece of information.
Oh, no, go ahead, do a plug.
I got mine through Independent Living Aids in New York.
Oh, okay. Now, so can you give us any information on that?
Well, you know, I don't even remember the model, the name. I've had it for several years, actually. But I just saw them available just recently. I think when I was at CSUN, I picked one up on their exhibit table.
Really?
And said, oh, I have one of these. And it's the one with the female voice. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, that's the one that I'm thinking of. Now, I never owned one, but I was over at a friend's house, and they had one, and it was just absolutely wonderful.
And you can clip it onto your person, or you can put it has a magnet on the back of the clip, and it sticks onto your stove or your microwave.
Well, Marlena, I've got to tell you, I've been married for 30 years, and I've never used a timer in my life. I always use my Braille watch. I don't use a talking watch, neither does my husband.
Uh-huh.
We just use tactile Braille watches.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, since 86, I bought a quartz watch, and I bought my husband one, and quartz watches are wonderful. I never enjoyed talking devices at all, but I would certainly love to have one of those timers.
Well, check out Independent Living Aids.
All right.
And where are you calling from, Marcia?
Canton, Michigan.
Well, welcome. I'm glad that you called.
Well, thank you very much.
And have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
The number is 1-866-666-7926. And we're going to pick up yet another call here. Yeah, we're going to push the right button. I'm kidding. So confused. Hello, you're with Marlena.
Marlena.
Yes.
This is Ann McKay.
Well, I think I know this person.
I think so, yeah.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Wasn't it a grand day in Seattle?
Oh, man, yes. And did you say the Mariners won?
Oh, yes. You didn't see it?
No, I just, like, didn't want to see another loss.
Oh, Ann, I forget what, I think it was 9-4, but they didn't pull it out until the eighth inning.
Well, I went outside to walk Marcina, and I heard the guy next door who had it on, and it was like 4-2 then, you know, and I was like, oh, I just don't want to deal with this.
Oh, so. No, it was great. Anyway.
All right. Well, you know, we were talking about a couple of things. One is the talking indoor-outdoor thermometer that we used to be able to get at Radio Shack, but now we can't. And I think there's another one around, but Debbie says it's not as accessible, she doesn't think.
Well, I have one that I don't think is really accessible, although I did get it from Radio Shack. It doesn't let you set the time.
Yeah, but this was just the indoor and outdoor temperature is what we wanted it for.
Yeah, that's all I use mine for.
Yeah. And the other thing that we each had one that, of course, we no longer have, is the Braille scale with the waist dial.
Oh, and do you know I still have mine?
Well, ours just stopped weighing accurately, and the pins kept coming off, you know.
I am looking for a scale repair shop to fix the spring in mine. That's the only thing that's off with mine. But I tell you, I really wish manufacturers of our stuff would listen to this show, because the talking scale, you get on it three different times and you have three different weights.
Well, we just kind of take the first weight, you know. it's kind of like, well, it said, and I try to get on it at about the same place. You know.
Yeah.
So, because if you just stand on the edges or different places on it, it weighs differently.
Well, see, you find the one where you weigh the least and then call that the right place.
That's it. course, I still, my talking time one died. I really did like that.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have my talking time still working.
Yeah, yeah. Our 640s died here sometimes.
Oh,
but,
no.
But you know what I do like? And I think they make them now, but it's different. I got this about 12 years ago. It's a cube clock, but it has a female voice.
Where did you get it?
Oh, well, CSBPS up here, I think. You know, Community uh-huh. Services for the Blind and Partially Sighted. And it has a female voice, and it... You can totally set it yourself. I got it right after I was in a classroom with one of our blind students, and his VR counselor had gotten him a clock, and there were like three of us in there, blind, trying to set this guy's clock because it wouldn't talk. I mean, it would tell you the time once you had it set.
Sure.
But it wouldn't talk. And so we couldn't figure out how to use the thing. But, I mean, this whole thing just talks. I can, you know, set the whole thing, and it's just this little cube thing.
Do you know the name of it?
I think that's all they ever called it, and I actually don't think that one is made anymore. I think people have talked about it, and they say it has a male voice, and mine does not.
Ah, I see. Well, do you have any, before I let you go, do you have any suggestions for Peter, who's looking for what might replace his Sharp?
Oh,
I hear Debbie in the background.
He said, but that, she wants to know what would replace Peter's clock. I don't know unless you got, I've got a watch that has a stopwatch. It's got a time, you know, countdown timer, but it's also got a stopwatch, and it will say how long, I mean, it'll speak every 5 minutes and tell you how long the watch has been running.
But it won't say the time.
No, it won't say the time. If you can hit a key and have it say the time. Debbie just came up with another thing we both used to have. I loved it. The GE Great Awakening Clock Radio.
The Great Awakening?
Great Awakening.
Oh, Great Awakening.
It did not talk, but it was totally, you could set it by... It had like a keypad, and you could set the time that you wanted it to go off. It had two alarms. You could program all the stations in. It was wonderful.
Wow. All right. Well,
all right.
We'll keep looking.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, and happy Easter to you guys.
You.
Okay. That's Ann McKay, my good friend from here in Seattle. The telephone number is 1-866-666-7926, and now would be a perfect time for you to call in with your information. And so, while I'm thinking of the word, someone is calling in. Hello, you're with Marlena.
Hi, Marlena. It's Debbie Hazelton.
Hello, Debbie Hazelton.
Debbie. Well, you know, a great show. Absolutely wonderful. What I miss is I used to have an old Scrabble game that it had Braille and print on the tiles, and the board was, you know, fixed with the little squares and the Braille, you know, for triple word and double letter and all that. But the one that I saw that someone else had, well, I lost mine when I had a house fire, but I saw somebody else's last year, and it was really weird. The raised print on the tiles, it was actually raised print, which made the tile very crowded with the Braille on there, too. And it just was, I don't know, it was weird. I would like to find the old version of that game.
You would like to find the version of the game that the board feels like a waffle, and it had it had kind of an outward dome on the bottom so you could spin the board around.
Yes.
And it had four racks, plastic racks.
Yep. And those little pegs.
Yeah.
They don't make it like that anymore.
No, I'd like to find that version, too.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Maybe sometime on Marlena we'll do a trading post. Yeah, trading post. And people can give out their email addresses, and then you guys can all barter with each other and kill each other for the... That would be a cool service.
That would be.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Well,
could end up being big business somehow.
Could be,
you know?
If I could just get a slice of the action. You know what I mean, man? Well, thank you so much. Okay. Anything else you wanted to share?
No, that's just the one thing that comes to mind, but hearing about all these products is fun.
It is fun. It's fun to talk about them and think about them, and we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, I wish I had heard last week, because I do remember the lavender brailer in the hall.
And the Banks pocket writer. Yes.
Was that the tape writer?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, ma'am. I have a couple of them from eBay. Of course,
wow.
they don't work, but
no.
I have them. Who cares if they work? You still have them. Well, thanks so much for the call.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Debbie Hazelton, of course, was a guest on the Marlena Show a few weeks back, and a very good one indeed. Let's turn to the chat room here for a second. And, folks, in the chat room, I'm going to give you a fair warning here. I'm going to let me pull in this call for just 1 second. Hello, you're with Marlena. Can you hold on 1 second while we take a check into the chat room?
I can.
Well, good. Hang on just a sec. All right, folks in the chat room, what might you have to say? Okay, well, it seems like, let's see, let me make sure I'm where I think I am here. There we go. Seems like there are no questions in the chat room, and since we have a caller, come on in, caller.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
I'm listening to the internet, too, and there's a delay, so I'm turning that off.
Oh, good, because that would get really
yeah,
confusing.
Yeah, it's like radio.
Yeah, well, it is radio.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Jeff from Tucson.
Jeff from Tucson, nice to meet you.
Yeah. You know, I actually still have the board, but it's in pretty poor condition. I've had it. It's a chess board that my parents got me when I was about 8. So I've had it for almost 30 years, and I love playing chess, and I've been looking to try to get it replaced, and most of the stuff that's out there now is plastic and just not worth it. This is a wooden board.
Yes.
And it has the pieces can be placed in the left and right-hand sides of the board. There's peg holes.
Uh-huh.
So as you capture pieces, you can move them to the outside edge of the board.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fantastic, fantastic board.
And does it have raised and lowered squares?
It does, yep. And the pieces have points for white and no points for black.
And are the pieces...
And they're wooden pieces.
And are they housed in a wooden box?
Yes, they are.
I think that's the board that was made by the Perkins School for the Blind at the Howe Press.
Oh, is that right?
So you might call Howe Press, and I happen to know their phone number, actually.
Mm.
At least I know the number for Perkins, only because I grew up in Massachusetts, not because I'm a fount of knowledge.
Well, now, I've heard that there are some really nice chess sets that are being sold in Europe. That are accessible, that are tournament style, because I have done a little bit of tournament chess. But unfortunately, they won't sell to the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
well, what you have to do, Jeff? See, you just
that's right. I'm talking to the right audience.
You got to cozy up to some nice Brit,
and
become friends with him, and say, "Hey, man, you know, I'll send you something if you'll do this for me."
Yeah,
and see,
exactly.
That's what you get. You know,
yeah,
you got to work the system, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's. In fact, we may have some Europeans in the chat room. Let's hang on and let's see. If anyone in the chat room might have any information for Jeff about the tournament-style chessboards that may be manufactured in Europe, we're going to let it go a couple of seconds for internet delay, which I didn't really do the last time. So hang on and let's give it a check.
Okay.
So we have Unkeyed and...
Hello there, Marlena, and hello to the caller. I missed the beginning of the call, so I'm afraid I didn't catch the gentleman's name. I'm aware that the RNIB have a number of a chess sets available. I do own a chess set, although I don't know if it came from the RNIB. It's quite old and battered, and I think I've probably lost one or two of the pawns over the years. But I would be happy to talk with the gentleman off air if he would like to send me an email to support@acbradio.org, and perhaps we can find a way to get him the chess set he wants.
Well, how about that, Jeff?
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Is that action or is that action for you
great.
Here
I'll,
on
I'll
ACB
email
Radio?
Dave later.
Yeah, woohoo! See, only on Marlena can stuff like this happen. That's right.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to congratulate you on the stupendous AC CSUN coverage on ACB Radio.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you. It's the first time that I've ever tried doing anything like that, so next year it can only be better. So
are you going to do Are you going to do the convention coverage?
You know, I think we'll all share in the convention coverage, but I'm certainly looking forward to doing my fair share of it.
All right, great.
I love getting to sit down with those vendors, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Kind of holding their little feet to the fire just a little bit. You know, making them remember who we are.
Yeah, right.
So, well, that's great. So don't forget, email support at acbradio.org.
No problem.
And Mr. Dave will tell you everything he knows.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
That could take months. Okay.
See you later.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Have a good night in Arizona.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Solving problems left, right, and center here on the Marlena Show. Let's go into the chat room one more time and see if anybody else in the chat room wants to add. Well, we won't do that just yet. We will bring this call on. Hello, caller. You're with Marlena.
Hello.
Hello. I know this voice. Can you hold on just a minute?
I sure can.
My crackerjack reporter is on the line. I want to take a check into the chat room just to make sure that that we don't need to finish up any business in there. So anyone in the chat room want to add anything at this point? And we'll wait.
I just very quickly wanted to add, Marlena, for Jeff, who was just on the phone there. Feel free to nag me about it, Jeff. I'm a little bit behind with email at the moment. Had some quite serious technology problems last week, and I have a huge email backlog at the moment, which I'm quite annoyed about because I worked very hard to get up to date with email, and here I am, 1,000 messages behind again. So feel free to keep nagging me about the chess set, and I will let this go now for anybody else in the chat room.
And we'll see if anyone else in the chat room wants to pick it up. And I would say that apparently no one else in the chat room wants to pick it up. So, and I know Dave has been out of commission with his computer, and Dave is a fount of knowledge about many, many things. And so if you ask him for everything he knows, it'll take months. But if you only ask him one question, he's the guy to go to, especially for this chess game thing. So, Miss Lois from California, how are you today?
I am just fine, and it's been a beautiful day here today, too.
Did the Easter Bunny visit you?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So, what is it that you would like to remember?
Oh, my. I liked the first cube clock I know about that Radio Shack had. It had a male voice. It was solid. It had, I think it was 3 double A's in it, and they ran forever.
Yes. You know, I never had one, and I always wanted one.
It's funny. I had one, and one day it just quit working, and I just about went into mourning, but I drowned the button you push for it to speak. I drowned it with contact cleaner.
Oh, dear.
And let it sit, and I thought, and I just left it there for weeks, and I picked it up one day. I was dusting in the room I had for Radio Shack, and the thing spoke to me and scared me out of my wits, and I dropped it, and I never said another word.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
But now I do have an EL640, and like others, I'm wondering what I'll replace it with if it goes bye-bye. I've had it since, I've forgotten, it's either 88 or 89.
Wow.
And I've got 2 Talking Time ones.
Yeah, I have 2 Talking Time ones as well. We better be careful. You know, the blind mafia will put a hit on us.
Yes, yes. They'll come and get us.
That's right. These things are coveted.
Oh, I know. I can see. I know why, too.
Yeah.
They need to make another batch of those or something.
I think the Talking Time is without a doubt the best talking clock that has ever been made.
Yeah, it has all the goodies we need.
Yep, and yes. It's completely accessible. It was ahead of its time.
Yes.
Now, I want to, I was going to break this story. Well, actually, I was going to break it at the half hour, and we're at the half hour. So
ooh,
I'm going to break it right now. My Cracker Jack reporter of my many, numerous reporting staff of one is on the phone, and she sent me an email this week, earlier this week, about Science for the Blind. And what she said is, the company is now called Science Products, and it's in Berwyn, that's B-E-R-W-Y-N, Pennsylvania. I actually spoke this week with Tom Benham, I want the audience to know, and I spoke with him with an eye toward perhaps trying to bring him on the show this week as a surprise guest, but he wasn't quite sure what I was talking about, and felt that he would just like everyone to know that he is still available. His company are still working on things, and I'm scrolling down to find his phone number for you. Of course, I'm not there yet. Let's see. Ah, here we go. Okay, I'm there now. The address is 1043 Lancaster Avenue. That's 1043 Lancaster Avenue, Berwyn, Pennsylvania, 19312. And the telephone number is 610-296-2111. If you need that information emailed to you, you can send me an email to Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. And that's all to thanks to Miss Lois. So thank you, Miss Lois.
Oh, you're very welcome. I still have some of the gadgets around here that I bought from him when I was very active in amateur radio. I don't use them now. I had a gizmo with a voltage-controlled oscillator that had a pitch that generated a tone that went up and down as the voltage went up and down on the voltage plates and whatever. I loaded my tube transmitter with it and later the amplifier when I got a solid-state transmitter.
Well, it's amazing what that company did, and I'm not quite sure what they're still doing, but I intend to keep in touch with Tom and perhaps catch him at a better time when he isn't in the middle of doing so. As he said to me, you know, my mind is getting old, but my spirit is still willing, and I'm not sure what you're talking about, so call me back another time and maybe I can concentrate. So we will definitely do that and see if we can at least at a minimum do a pre-recorded interview with him and share it with you guys here on Marlena.
That would be interesting. I know they still have a couple of calculators, scientific ones, but I don't know what else.
Well, there you go.
Because if we couldn't have resurrected mine that I had trouble with, which got me in touch with him in the first place last year, I would have considered what else he had.
Yeah. Well, anything else before I let you go?
Nobody's commented yet that I know about. In talking about equipment they used in school before all the high tech we've got now, in studying geography, we had maps. There was a big table map.
Yes.
Big things that wouldn't feel really like a big puzzle, but they put these things together and we could feel the Rocky Mountains and we could kind of get the general lay of certain areas.
And we could take the states out and hold them in our hands.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
And then they had this humongous globe.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
I think it was made of plaster of Paris. I don't know how they shipped the thing, but I thought if it ever fell on anyone, it would kill them.
And the ocean were great squares.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember.
But then we had a teacher that, when it came to studying individual areas, created maps on paper with tracing wheels for patterns.
Uh-huh.
And now I ran into somebody, there's two women in New Jersey, who began creating maps for blind children in their school system who were mainstreamed. And they use all kinds of different devices, whatever they need to texture the map on paper for water, land, mountains, etc. and then they put it on thermoform.
Ah, that's a good idea.
But they do some interesting things. For example, I've got a map of the Middle East, and there's so much desert and sand there. And, for example, they used a one of those four-sided kitchen graters.
Uh-huh.
And they used the fine side of it to, and they impressed a sandy texture onto the paper for the sandy desert areas.
Well, you know, someday I think we're going to do a whole show on the importance and creativity of some of our teachers
that,
in the
and
past.
The things they have done with tactile, what they've done with tactile things.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, good to talk to you. Good show, Marlena.
You too.
Listening.
All right, thanks, Lois.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
We'll stay in touch.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. The number is 1-866-666-7926. Now, so far tonight, we've talked a lot about the Sharp Talking Calculator, the EL640. We've talked about the Talking Time. We've talked about those great, huge, old table maps that were wonderful. And the great, giant globe that was always taller than me. In fact, I think it's still taller than me because I never grew very much. Hello, you're with Marlena.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I have one of those banks pocket braille, and it still works, actually.
And with whom am I speaking?
This is Jim Slagle in Evansville, Indiana.
Well, Jim, it's nice to hear you.
Oh, thank you.
So your bank's pocket writer is still working?
Yes, it is.
What do you use it for?
Well, it's a nice portable braille writing. You know, it's as you know, for a big pocket, but
yeah, very
in the big.
Big
pocket or in my briefcase. So.
Well, you don't need as large a pocket for your bank's pocket writer as you needed for the 7-volume American Vest Pocket Dictionary.
That's true. Or for your Perkins Braille Writer.
Or for your Perkins Braille Writer. That's right. That's right. Well, I got a couple of those bank's pocket writers on eBay. Where do you get the tape for them? That was a question that came up last week.
Oh, I just bought a bunch of it, and I still have some.
Where'd you get it?
Well, I got it when I got the writer. I bought a lot of it, so I had it for a long time.
So, I see. So, have you had the writer for a long time?
Oh yeah, it must be, I don't know, 30 or 40 years, something like that.
And you still got tape?
I still have tape.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, if you ever find out where to get the tape, let us know, because people said, well, if you had one, where would you get the darn tape?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's add some information for Jeff, too.
That's
Ann Morris sells wooden chessboard and chess set, and it's called the Staunton design, which is that's the official tournament design.
Ah.
It has a little cross on top of the king. That's the main thing you can tell Staunton from the others.
Are you a chess player?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have several of these sets I bought from Ann Morris. I think they cost about $30. They're beautiful, about 15-inch square boards, and they're done the correct official way with the Staunton and marking the black pieces with a little pin on top. And something else you might be interested in that is going to be on ForThePeople.com, that's for with hyphens there, ForThePeople.com. In the chess parlor on Thursday, there's going to be a chess lesson on chess openings in this case, and then the week after that, it's going to be chess endings and so on. But he might be interested in, and of course, your other listeners might be interested in going to those. They're free courses, it's all accessible, and they might be interested in that.
So are they actually going to teach dummies like me how to play chess?
Yeah, it's for beginners, though. We'll cover some, you know, other things for people who already know something about chess, but it's right from the beginning and then to more complicated things. That's
and
how, what we're doing. Yeah.
And how can people get more information on that if they want to follow up on this?
Let's see. If you go to ForThePeople.com, which is a bunch of voice chat rooms, it's for blind people and other people. And if you go there at the cool link, so if you go to the schedule for Thursday, you'll see the chess parlor. That's the room we have the lessons in.
Now, do people
and meetings every week also?
Do people need to have a chessboard in hand?
It'd be better, but they don't have to.
Well, they better hurry up and get them quick if they're like me.
Or they better hurry up and get one.
That's right. If I want to learn, I better get one by Thursday.
Yep.
Well,
you can listen anyway. And actually, you know, we could teach people after the course is over, for that matter. You know, once they get there, if they don't have a chess set yet, they could. We would teach them later as well.
Well, great.
But of course, it'd be better if they come to the lessons on the next two Thursdays at least, and probably we'll have some more after that as well.
Well, that sounds.
And then occasionally we have a tournament. We've done that.
Great.
And occasionally we've played against the computer, like all the humans versus the computer, and people make comments about their possible moves. So it's.
So what?
And then, of course, we play each other.
So what people
human
need
against human.
What people need to do is go to www.4-the-people.com and check this out.
That's it.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Tell Jennifer I said hello.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Well, there you go. Man, we are resource central tonight here on the Marlena Show. And I tell you, the Easter Bunny should come more often. And we're going to pick up this call. Hello, you're with Marlena.
Well, good evening.
Well,
how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just great. With whom am I speaking?
This is that guy from Minnesota.
Yes. And does that guy have a name?
Say that again. Ben was talking here.
Does that guy have a name?
This guy has a name. And it's Terry Nord.
And it's nice to hear you on this side of the week.
She's in mainstream.
One of my most frequently requested blind musicians over on ACB Radio Interactive. We were just talking about your song yesterday to some friends that couldn't quite believe it. But anyway, what's up with you, and what have you called to share?
Well, I came to talk about the somebody was asking about an indoor-outdoor thermometer.
Yes, Anne McKay was.
There is one available. In fact, we were just going through a Speak to Me catalog tonight, and there's one in there.
Now, do you know anything about it? Can you tell us anything about it?
It's just what they were talking about, that it's totally accessible. It has a both indoor-outdoor, and you can choose, I guess, what you want it to tell you. You know, if you want just the indoor temperature, outdoor temperature, highs and lows and all that kind of stuff. And it also has a clock in it, so it will announce in the morning. It'll wake you up, if you want, with the temperature and the time.
Now, do you know the contact information for Speak to Me if people want to get a hold of
that? Speak to Me, you can go to speaktomecatalog.com.
And that's all one word?
Yep.
speaktomecatalog.com. And they, of course, are located right here in Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
All the good things come out of Seattle, including the Mariners. Oh, wait, that's another show. I'm not supposed to go there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Anything
else?
Yeah,
that's basically all I wanted to tell you guys. As far as stuff I used to have, you know, everybody's talked about most of the stuff. And, you know, I think I've got at least two of those Scrabble games, those old Scrabble games.
Oh, see? Now, you don't need two. You need to get a hold of Debbie Hazleton and see how much you can plumb. No.
But, you know, I'm surprised that kind of stuff isn't available on, maybe it is, available on eBay.
Well, you know, I think it's catches as catch can. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I've gotten
true.
A lot of cool old stuff on eBay. I've gotten a few of those RCA radios, you know, TV radios with the Braille on them. None of them
have worked. Oh, yeah, those are cool.
None of them have worked, though. Even though
really?
The ones that
I've seen were the rare ones, I guess, that worked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have two or three of them in my garage that don't, so I'll be happy to show them to you anytime you want.
You know what? They were wonderful when they did work, though.
They were. In fact, I'm going to let you go after I tell you this, but we used to have, my first husband is a blind person, and when he and I were married, we had some other friends in Virginia who were also a blind couple, and they had sighted children. And Todd and I never had a TV because we were like you know, poor, and we had, you know, but we had our RCA radio. So the kids used to say to their mom and dad, let's go over to the Eggert's house and watch the Knobs.
That's it, yeah. Too bad they didn't have, like, the old radios, you know, where the dials glowed. And
I know. I know. That would have been cool. Well, you take care and give my best to Jen.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Listen in on my show on Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Terry Nord in Minnesota, who sings I Smell Like a Honky-Tonk in Texas. And if you want to know what that sounds like, then listen into my show on Thursday. Hello, you're with Marlena.
Hi, Marlena.
Hello, and with whom am I speaking?
Well, you're talking to Oklahoma.
And this is Raymond in Oklahoma.
Exactly.
And what would you like to remember tonight, Raymond?
Well, I remember two things. Number one, I emailed you the other day and said to call in and ask if there was a gentleman out there that talked one time about a Sony microwave. And it had buttons on it, and I missed getting the model. And if that gentleman's out there listening, I wish he would call in.
Okay. I think that was the week we did the CSUN show. I think that was the Sunday before CSUN, as I recall. I thought he said it was a Sharp, but I could be wrong. But
I thought it said a Sonic, but you may be right.
Well, whoever it was who called us about their accessible microwave oven, our friend Raymond in Oklahoma really wants to get a hold of you. Can you give out your email address in the event he can't get through?
Sure. It's Prissy, P-R-I-S-S-Y, at sbcglobal.net.
So that's Prissy at SBC, which is Sierra Bravo Charlie, sbcglobal.net.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And one more thing. Science for the Blind used to make a beat ball. And I've got a beat ball that I got from them, but the grandkids got hold of it and lost the stem to it.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. How would you ever stop it beeping?
Well, it's a good thing it was run down.
I guess so.
So if anybody out there knows how to tell me how to get hold of a stem, or just better yet, get hold of another beat ball, email me.
Well, now, did you hear the phone number that I gave out for science?
610-something. I don't remember.
Yeah. You know what? Let's see. Here it is. Here it is. Let me just say it one more time because you may not be the only person who wants it. Just a second. Let me get over here. Of course, if I had been a truly organized show host, I would have had all this pulled out instead of going through the email here. Okay. The telephone number for Science Products is 610-296-2111. So
okay.
That's 610 area code 296-2111. Give them a call and see if they can send out another stem. Sure.
Marlena, back in 1974, they made a Sharp talking clock radio. I mean, talking clock. It was about as big as a pack of playing cards. But they don't make the Sharp talking card any clock anymore.
Are you talking about the Sharp talking time?
Yeah, it was just this regular clock. It had minutes and time and hour and seconds.
Yep.
And I cannot find one.
Huh. Well, the only one that I'm familiar with other than the calculator is the talking time. They had talking time ones and talking time twos, I believe, but they don't make any of them anymore. You know, a good resource to find things is the buy-sell trade list. Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's at yahoogroups.com. It's BST at yahoogroups.com. So I think if you did BST... dash subscribe or subscribe dash BST. I'm not sure what the syntax is. At yahoogroups.com, it's a buy sell trade list for people who have our kind of technology, and you might see one there.
I'll check on it. And do you remember the old Hall Rider?
Oh, I do indeed. I do.
I found one on eBay.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
in good
great.
Shape.
That's great. All right. Well, anything else before I let you go?
No, and I'll be talking to you during the week.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Raymond.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week. There you go. That's Raymond in Oklahoma. We are just trying to provide all the resources we can here. Goodness gracious, we have to make sure he gets a stem for that beep ball. I often wondered what you would do if you ever lost the stem and how long it would take that thing to wear itself down. Let's take a check into the chat room, and, well, let's pull up this caller first. Hello, caller, can you wait with me while we go into the chat room and see if anyone's got something to add there?
Sure.
All right, and who am I speaking with?
Erwin Hodd.
Oh, there's a friendly voice from years gone by. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, chat room, it's your turn. And we'll just key up here for a second while we wait.
Hello, Marlena. This is Gary Wood, and I really enjoyed this thing the last couple of weeks about technology. I remember the old Braille writers. I think I remember when the Perkins came out. Maybe the Lavender was probably one of the early ones, but I've been enjoying all this stuff.
Well, great. Thanks. Thanks, Gary. And did you have anything you wanted to ask about real quick?
Well, I was just noticing all these things that I have. I have a talking clock that I have from Radio Shack that does it, and then I have one that in the morning it crows like a rooster when it says it's 9 o'clock, starts to wake me up. But I guess nothing specific, but I was just thinking of all the stuff that you guys have been talking about, and I've seen it all. I mean, like, I like the using the that thing where I use abacus in school, but that thing where you can read the opticon. But I was kind of slow at that. But I like to use it when I used to use it.
All right, great. Well, thanks for the comments, Gary, and keep listening. And we're gonna turn next to the phone. Hello, Erwin Hott. What a great surprise to hear from you.
Yeah, hi. It's nice to be on here.
It's great to have you. So what would you like to remember?
Well, a couple things. I also had one of those Banks Pocket Braille writers. I was at the time on student council in junior high and high school to actually use that to take my notes in student council meetings to then read back. So, yeah. Kind of, it worked, but it was kind of interesting. And I believe, if I remember correctly, that actually used a type of adding machine tape.
Uh-huh.
So it is possible some older office supply places might have some around.
Well, I certainly hope so, because when I ran out of my tape, what am I going to do?
Yeah. I'd agree with almost everybody else. I think that Sharp Talking Time 1 was the best.
Yeah.
Clock ever, and I too have a couple of them.
Yeah. As I've said to people ahead of you, hoard them because the mafia will come find them. Everybody wants them.
Oh, the one I used to wake me up every morning is practically falling apart. It's being held together with a rubber band.
Wow.
It actually has no display anymore. It fell on the floor one time, and I've never found the display.
Wow.
But it still works.
But it still works. And
yeah.
Now people will recognize your voice from Newsreel.
Right.
And tell us real quickly, is Newsreel still going on? And
it is. And that comes out monthly, three hours a month on four-track cassette.
And how can people get it if they'd like it?
Well, the easiest way is to call us at 888-723-8737, or you can go to our website, which is Newsreel, Newsreel, mag.org.
Well, you are certainly to be commended for being really just a constant, reliable source through Newsreel of sharing and encouraging people in our community to trade information and talk to each other. And I mean, how long has Newsreel been going?
Newsreel actually started in 1958. It was originally originally a way that Stanley Dorn started for pilot dog graduates to keep in touch. And, of course, it started on 3-inch open reel tape, hence the name Newsreel. And then grew over the years and then became much more than just a way for pilot dog graduates to keep in touch.
Well, it's certainly well known worldwide.
Yeah, and I have to give most of the credit, quite frankly, to the subscribers who send in the articles, because they make up 90% of the issue.
Well, and that's true, but it takes someone to keep it going and keep it moving, and I think on behalf of the blind community, we will give you that credit.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for calling, sir.
Yep. I'll mention one other thing real quick that I hadn't heard mentioned, and that's the old Spartus clock.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that last week.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear it in the background.
Yeah, that one has, I think, probably had that one since the mid-'80s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It still works. Every once in a while it loses its mind, but if I unplug it for a while and plug it back in, it comes back.
They're great clocks.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. It's been fun.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That about does it for this week's Marlena, and I want to thank everyone who called. If you guys really like this kind of thing, let me know. I think you have, actually, but let me know, and we may do this on a more regular basis, kind of talking about technology and sort of sharing old stuff that we'd like to remember. We do have another call coming in, but we unfortunately don't have time to take that call. So please listen again next week. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.